This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلاة ربي وسلامه عليه. يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, all praise is due to Allah, we seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. When Banu Mustaliq accepted Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an agreement with their chief, Al-Harith ibn Dirar Al-Khuza'i. And he made an agreement with him that he would send a messenger in the future to collect zakat from this tribe that had now accepted Islam. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a companion by the name of Al-Walid ibn Uqba. And when Al-Walid was sent to go collect the zakat, some of the narrations say that there happened to be old bad blood between Banu Mustaliq and Al-Walid ibn Uqba. And so when some members of the tribe came out, they came out with their swords out to honor the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-Walid saw that from a distance. He panicked, got scared, turned around and went back. And he went back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, that tribe tried to kill me. That's what he saw. And they refused to pay the zakat. Meanwhile, Al-Harith is waiting for the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no one shows. After a time period goes by, he decides, I am going to go to Medina to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because maybe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not send his messenger because of some reason. Maybe he became angry with me for some reason, and so he went. And when he goes to Medina, he finds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam angry. And he said, you refuse to pay the zakat and you try to kill the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Al-Harith says, O Messenger of Allah, not only did I not refuse to pay the zakat, I didn't try to kill anybody. Nobody came. And so the verse was revealed in Surah Al-Hujurat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, if a wrongdoer, if a fasiq comes to you with news, with naba, then tabayyanu, verify it. Because you may harm a people out of ignorance while you do not know. This verse is a profound, beautiful verse that we are in need of every single day of our lives. O you who believe, when news comes to you from a source that is not trustworthy, make sure that you pause and make sure that you verify that news. It may be that you may cause harm. It may be that you affect people negatively out of ignorance while you don't know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many ahadith, he warns us of spreading news without verification. He says in the hadith that's reported by Muslim, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. This person is sufficient as a liar, or it is sufficient lies that a person speak about everything that they hear. Every message that they receive, they forward it into another group chat. They don't even bother to click on the message to see what is the news source of this. They don't bother to read the article. They forward it with just reading the headline. It's interesting enough, I'll just forward it on. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, بِئْسَ مَطِيَّةِ الرَّجُلِ زَعَمُ بِئْسَ مَطِيَّةِ الرَّجُلِ زَعَمُ. What an evil thing for a person to climb on is to simply say, people said. Whether you're climbing through social rankings, whether you want to be a future journalist and breaking news and you don't care about verification of information, whether you want to be the first person to share this information so that everybody sees that you're the one who did it, or you want to be the one who gets the most retweets, the most shares. And so you don't care about how authentic the information is. All you care about is being first. We live, unfortunately, in a culture, in a time of place with the presence of social media where it is so attractive to be first. But we are summoned, rather we are commanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O you who believe. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he says, every time you hear, O you who believe in the Quran, then perk your ear to it. Because either it is going to be a command that you need to follow, or it is going to be a prohibition that you are to stay away from. And in this verse, it is definitely a command. Verify news when it comes to you from an untrustworthy source. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam naha an thalath. He prohibited three things: qila wa qal, wa kathrat as-su'al, wa ida'at al-mal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited qila wa qal. He said, she said. Again, that mindless gossip, that mindless sharing of information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticizes the companions, or some of the companions, in Surah An-Nur. Allah says, إِذْ تَلَقَوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says, you caught it, the news of the slander of Aisha. Allah says, you caught it with your tongues. He didn't say you catch it with your ears. They caught it with their tongues, as if it's a relay race. They didn't even allow for the information to settle into their heart. They didn't even allow it to pass through the checks and balances of their mind, or the filter of their mind. They didn't even hear it properly. But they're just catching it with their tongues and they're off sharing it with somebody else. It's like the game of telephone. Allah says, إِذْ تَلَقَوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. You caught it with your tongues. And you say that which you have no knowledge of. It is incredibly damaging to people when news is spread about them that is unverified. It is incredibly damaging to businesses when news is spread about them that's unverified. How many times has this happened? There are so many examples. How many times have we seen something take over Muslim social media? This person was harmed. This person had an Islamophobic attack against them. This. And then everybody is up in arms. This person's business. I remember, I'll give you one example. There was one restaurant. I don't know if the restaurant was Muslim or non-Muslim, but it was a restaurant owner. And unfortunately for him, on one occasion, a Muslim influencer walked into that restaurant with a group of people. And a video is recorded by this Muslim influencer to all of their followers saying, this person, this restaurant hates Muslims, this restaurant is Islamophobic, this restaurant didn't treat us properly because of this, and because we look Muslim, and because. And everybody's up in arms. And everybody, actually, not everybody, but many people go onto this restaurant's Google ranking and they rate them down. And so this very popular restaurant that had a very high rating, their rating drops by 1 or 2 points, which is a disaster. You can imagine this person spending years and hundreds, if not thousands, of interactions with customers to build up that reputation. In a moment, it is harmed so severely. And then after a couple of days happens, other people share that they were actually in the restaurant at the same time, and it had nothing to do. That confrontation had nothing to do with Islam or anything. It had to do with that group of people coming in being very obnoxious, trying to move tables that shouldn't be moved and trying to impose their will on the restaurant. And then when they met resistance from the staff, they immediately went online. And those people who went online and they immediately ranked that person and they brought down his ranking, that is called false witness. That is called shahadat al-zur. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not tell you about the worst of sins? He said, the first is a shirku billah. And then the second, he says, uquq al-walidain, that you show cruelty to parents. And then number three, the narrator said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaning back. And then he sat up and he said, وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ, that a person bears false witness. You didn't witness something, but I'm going to go and rank this guy as if I had bad service there too. You weren't there. You've never been there, but you're bearing false witness. The Prophet ﷺ called that to be one of the worst of sins. And so the importance of verifying information. The Prophet ﷺ, he describes on in the hadith that's in Bukhari, on the night of Al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj, he saw a man who had an iron hook and he was ripping his cheeks. This cheek gets ripped and then he would rip the other. And by the time that he ripped the second, the first one would have healed, and he was just doing that in perpetuity. And when he asked Jibreel, or he asked the angels, who was this person? Tell me what this person was doing. They said, this is a person who lied. And his lie spread all over the world. It is very dangerous at times to go viral. If a person has a tweet that gets 20,000 retweets or what have you, that person should be nervous. I hope what I said was true. And a person should care very much to not be of those who share that which is unverified, that they be of those who are considered with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be liars. أقول ما سمعتم استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi sahbihi sallam sima kathira. What is the information that's most deserving of being verified? The most deserving information to be verified is that which comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, we see this a lot, where people are forwarding a hadith that are unverified. They're forwarding stories about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are unverified. And they're just, make it your habit that when you receive something, before you share it, that you check it yourself. Don't be someone who shares information about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is incorrect. Especially when we have at our disposal, alhamdulillah, with the ease of access of the internet, we have so much access to be able to verify ourselves. To be very, very careful. Number two, don't be a person who rushes to break the news cycle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ. There were people who every time news would happen, whether it was good news or whether it was bad news, they would rush to go share it. I want you to, and Imam Ibn Kathir, when he, in his tafsir of this verse, he gives a story. He mentions many of the hadith that I shared with you just now, but he also mentions the story of Umar ibn Khattab. When a man came to Umar and he said, there's huge news that happened in Medina. Umar said, what? He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced his wives. I want you to think about all the grief that just happened to Umar ibn Khattab. His daughter is one of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. All of the angst, all of the grief, all of the Umar radiallahu anhu immediately rushes to Medina. He was outside. And he goes to his daughter Hafsa, did the Prophet ﷺ divorce you? She says, I don't know. She was crying. And then Umar radiallahu anhu goes to Rasulullah ﷺ because he's Umar. And so he goes immediately to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he gets access to him, he says, did you divorce your wife? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no. Umar says, Allahu Akbar. All of this is spreading in Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has divorced his wife. Umar radiallahu anhu is wise enough to go immediately to the source if he can verify it. So the importance of verifying news and the importance of practicing patience. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the tribe of Abd al-Qais came to accept Islam, and this hadith is in Muslim, they were believers. And so they were so excited. People immediately dismounted and ran into the Masjid al-Nabawi to meet the Prophet ﷺ so that they could kiss his hands and feet. except for one person, Al-Ashaj. He tied down everybody's camels. He basically parked everybody's cars. And then he had clothes that he had packed. And he's coming from a journey. And so he changed his clothes into fresh clothes. Everybody else couldn't wait. They rushed into the masjid. And he's taking his time. He's changing his clothes. And so when he walks in, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says to him, you have two qualities. Inna fika khislatayn yuhibbuhum Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. He said, what are they? He said, al-hilmu wal-anah. He said, forbearance and deliberation. Forbearance, you have the ability to restrain yourselves. And deliberation, you can be methodical. You want to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just like everybody else. But you realize that there are some steps that you can take. And so when you have good news or you have bad news, be methodical. Make sure that you verify it. Let us be sources of truth in a world that's gone insane. Let us be sources of truth in a world where it is very difficult for you to tell who is truthful and who is lying. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow us to be followers of the truth, to love the truth, to call people to the truth. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah. Wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وقوم إلى صلاة